If you haven't talked to him tonight, why don't you let him hear your voice? Hallelujah! Come on, everybody, tonight. Come on, from the youngest to the eldest. Come on, let him hear you. I love you, Jesus. I worship you tonight. God, you are on the throne. Thank you for your faithfulness, God. Come on, there should be a praise to ring out of your lips right now. Come on, from the bottom of your heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Once again, why don't you give him a good hand clap of praise?
Yes! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Come on, could we do that for about 30 more seconds? Come on, the Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah! 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 God, you are great. Hallelujah. And I give high honor tonight to the King of Kings. I'm thankful to know that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm thankful that his word is yet yea and amen. Amen. I'm thankful that he don't change. I'm thankful that he is a constant. Amen. No matter where you are in your season of life, I know without a doubt in my mind that you can lift up your hands and you can begin to call on that name and he will flood you with his presence. Woo, and I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. And I am thankful to know that we have walked into not just another church service, but he has given us an opportunity to experience his power. Amen. Folks, we could have church as normal. We could high five one another and we could leave the same way that we came, or we could make up our mind right now. God, I've come to experience tonight what you have for me. Hallelujah. I think every church service that we're blessed enough to be in should be the most important service that we're ever in. Hallelujah. When we hallelujah. When we walk through them doors, we should have an anticipation that tonight's my night. Tonight I'm going to pray through. Tonight I'm going to let the Holy Ghost change me. Hallelujah. 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 And I'm thankful tonight to know that he is mindful of us. Everybody he is mindful of. And I want to say tonight to Elder Cross White and Sister Cross White, I give high honor to, I love your pastor and I appreciate their voice in our life. They have been very, very instrumental and timely over the course of the last 8 months. And I am thankful that there are still men of God that's able to speak. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And to be able to fill this pulpit yet once again, what a duty and what an honor it is at the same time. And in the absence of my wife, I do apologize. We had issues with the travel trailer. We had every anticipation on our family, our employees being here this evening. And I apologize that they weren't able to make it. But I'm thankful that I'm able to be in the presence of the Lord right now. Amen. Tonight, would you allow me to change, if we could, the course of what this service has been and follow the Holy Ghost? And I believe in this church. I love this church. I love everybody here. Our greatest goal, our greatest achievements, our greatest days is not behind us. Your greatest revivals are not behind you. if you don't want it to be. But if we only have a vision for right now, that's as far as we go. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Because when we have no desire or anticipation that I can be what God called me to be, you will never become what God called you to be. Because, Elder Lambert, if our vision does not match our anticipation, all we become is common church members. It becomes a social gathering. That, my, we had good singing tonight. My, we had good preaching tonight. That should not be the pinnacle of the church. I wish it was a testimony every service that our pinnacle of the service is, my, look what the Lord has done. I'm not the same that I walked in. Hallelujah. Because if our anticipation is not heaven toward, there has become a void and there has become a distraction. And that distraction, my friend, it can change your anthem. It can change your song. And it can cause you to lose your vision. Tonight, by the help of the Holy Ghost, I want to go to the book of Luke, chapter number 16, at verse number 19. And to Elder Lambert and your wife, I give honor to tonight. This brother, the missionary to Uganda, I give you honor tonight as well. To every guest that is in the building with us this evening, I want to tell you, you respond to Jesus the way you know how, and Jesus will respond back to you. Amen. 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 To every saint of this good church, you respond to Jesus the way you know how, and Jesus is going to respond back to you. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Verse number 19, Luke 16, 19. There was a certain man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs come and licked his wounds. Or came and licked his sores, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried and in hell. Woo, hallelujah. And in hell lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and he said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember thou in thy lifetime receivest the good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside this, there is a great gulf fixed, so that which would pass from hence you cannot, to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. And this troubles me so bad. Oh God. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, For I have five brethren, that he may testify to them, lest they also come into the place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And the striking answer that came forth should challenge every individual in this house. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Tonight I have come to stand in defense of them that have sold out their lives to Christ.
Yes.
But on the same token, I have come in defense of them that your mind has already become distracted and you're already on your way out. Tonight, for a little while, if I may, I want to preach on the subject or the topic, tell hell I'm not coming.
Come on. Come on.
Tell hell I'm not coming.
Come on, brother.
This message, it's not only for the broken and the bound, but it's also for them that have grown cold and calloused.
Yeah.
Some will hear one thing and others will hear another. Some will hear faith, some will hear conviction. But he that hath an ear, let him hear. This word is not only for the saint, it's for the backslider. This word is for the churchgoer. This word is for them that have said, God, I am selling out. And it's also for them that said, I am selling out from church. Tonight, if you'll help me preach and if you'll allow me, I want to preach for a little while. Tell hell I'm not coming. You may be seated. It's a rich man and it's Lazarus. It's a parable. It isn't fiction, my friend. To me, it's a window of hope and it's also a window of warning. Now, Jesus, you got to understand, it's not popular for him just to name drop in the place of parables. But right here, he said, hey, you better remember Lazarus. You better understand Lazarus had a bad way. Lazarus was sick. Lazarus had the bad things come to him. And the rich man, you would walk by him every day. He wasn't just somebody that was going to be judged for his wealth. He was going to be judged for his actions. For what you do, my friend, you will be held accountable for. He wasn't just, here we go. He wasn't just worried about the fine things of life because he felt like he already made it. You better be careful that you don't ignore the conditions of your heart. You better be careful that you stay in check in a place of the Holy Ghost. Because we have everything we want. We have every luxury we could ever want. And God is only a good God if he's blessing me. You're going to have to let me preach for a little while tonight. He's a good God as long as I can still feel the Holy Ghost tingles. But it turns into God's fault when things start happening that's not right. It's in the parable right here that we understand that hell has a memory. He remembered his brothers. He remembered his life. He remembered the opportunities. But hell is not going to be full of people that God rejected. It's going to be full of people that rejected God. It's going to be full of people that said, I am okay with how I am.
Right. Come on.
But don't challenge me to change. Don't challenge me to go further than where my vision has carried me to this point.
Right. Come on.
I wonder Apostolic Lighthouse, when's the last time you really dreamed?
Come on.
That you really got a passion deep down, and that passion caused you to do more for God than you've ever done. I'm not satisfied with where I'm at. I'm not satisfied with my prayer life. I'm not satisfied with my activity in the church. And then whenever we make up our mind that we're okay, the rich man, he understood as he's crying out. But what bothered me most about this is how the rich man still looked at the beggar like that was his servant.
That's right.
He's in the heart of Abraham, and the rich man's looking up and he's desiring that beggar's place. It's one of the first times that you'll really get to hear the agony of somebody in hell. And now it's the anguish and it's the perpetual dying that there is no place of rest. I knew how good I had it when I was still there and he was beneath me. But hey, Abraham, why don't you send that person that's below me to go and dip his water, to dip his finger in the water, so I may be comforted. When you come to the house of God, it don't make you better than the sinner that walks through the door. When God starts breaking things in your life, it don't make us better than nobody. Brother Zach, it's a woman that's possessed. It's a woman that is ridden with drugs. I am no better than that individual at that point. But Brother Maine, my life has changed. Praise God. But if you ever allow your relationship with God to be a judgment place of somebody that's not doing as good as you, my friend, you better be careful. You better watch what song you start singing. Because it's the lies that you will start believing that'll keep you bound. Well, God's brought me a mighty long ways. Then why haven't you changed in a mighty long time?
Come on.
Brother Maine, you don't know how I used to be. Well, I know how you have been for this past. Yeah. Come on. You know what troubles me about the scriptures that says, and our vines have tender grapes. That they never gave any recollection to what was beneath the soil. All they wanted to do was bask in the anticipation that they was going to be plentiful with no action.
Right.
Come on. Apostolic Lighthouse, there is revival that is, it's not on the threshold, it's here. But you got to start seeing it again. You got to start talking about it again. But Brother Maine, you don't know what I've been through. What you're going through does not change who he is. I'm sorry, Elder. He don't change for me. He don't change for you.
That's right.
But Brother Maine, there ain't no buts when it comes to living for God. You're either going to live for God or you're not going to live for God. Hold on. Let me just say it tonight. It's the lies that keep us bound. It's the chains that we refuse to name. It's the chains, and it's the things that caused us to try to miss out with God. Because you will never break what you're not willing to confront. Unless, Elder Lambert, we're willing to behold ourselves and say, self, this is where you've been.
Come on.
Yeah. And this is where you're going if you don't change.
Come on.
If we're never willing to confront things, then don't you blame God when you get yourself in a mess.
There you go.
Well, I'm addicted. It's just who I am. No, it's the lie that you believe that you have to be addicted. Because my Jesus is still the chain breaker. Well, they hurt me. I'm still bitter. Baby, you better not let their sin cause you to go to hell. Well, I'll never forget what they've done to me. You got a spirit of unforgiveness that you better get a hold on it. Because forgiveness isn't just for you, for them. Forgiveness is so you can grow. Well, I have a problem talking about people. It's not talking about somebody. It's giving in to spiritual poison. That you're willing to kill something that God's trying to birth. Well, I have been playing around with sin, Brother Main. But nobody knows it. Well, what's hidden on earth, it's going to be revealed in heaven. Well, Brother Main, I don't believe it takes all this. Well, sweetheart, you don't flirt with sin and wake up in heaven. Oh, you're being judgmental. No, I'm not. It's in the book. You can't serve two masters. You're either going to love God or you're going to love the other. You're either going to cling to one or you're going to cling to the other. Because, Brother Crosswhite, there's some hard things in this book. But if I start tearing pages out just because it don't fit my agenda, whatever's kept you bound, whatever's kept you staying in the place you've been, you better pull yourself up tonight. You better let something change your anthem. Instead of you saying, Brother Main, I've been struggling, why don't you say, Brother Main, I've made up my mind, I'm not going to hell. Because if it's not pushing you to God, young folks, if it's not promoting a godly lifestyle, it's not going to produce godly outcomes. If it's not blessed in the beginning, it ain't going to be blessed in the middle. God don't just change his mind. Why'd I just hit a wall right there? Why'd you get so quiet on me? Because we want the will of God as long as you say yes. As long as you don't say, hey, Brother Man, watch out now. What are you thinking? What are you doing?
Come on.
I want to be in the will of God as long as it's benefiting me right now. But I made up my mind, I'm not going to hell. I'm not going to allow there to be a spirit develop inside of me. Young men, young ladies, it better not be just a statement. It's got to be a lifestyle. You can't just be apostolic in name. You got to be apostolic in, oh God, you got to be apostolic in demonstration and in power. It's power to overcome the hard times. It's power to rejoice in the good times. It's power to get over the things that you said you could never get over. Tonight, I wish somebody could lift up your voice and say, Brother Main, there's things I gotta work on. Brother Main, there's things I wanna change. Yeah. Why are you so passionate about it, Brother Main? Because God paid a price that I could never afford to pay. And if I was good enough for him to die for me, then I am good enough to live my life for him. Brother Crosswhite, my soul is too valuable just to sell out for a little bit of pleasure right now. Woo! Because my calling is worth more than that good feeling for a temporal moment. And you know what's more important than anything? Is I got people watching me. I got people that's watching every move I make. I got two little girls and I got a wife that God blessed me with. And if I'm not, oh, and if I don't have my mind made up, if I don't have things right.
Come on.
then what's going to fill that void? My friend, if we don't promote the things of heaven and we shun the things of hell, then it's too easy for there to be blurred lines.
Right.
And when there starts being blurred lines, we start fellowshipping whatever comes our way.
There you go.
We'll fellowship everybody in the name of being Christian. But I'm sorry, I don't find that in my Bible. It says that he departed from thence. And then he saw the blind man. And while he is fixing to be stoned, he said, okay, there's a need. Let me recognize there's a blind man. Let me heal the dude. When you get your mind made up to live for God, you're not worried about what your peers think about you. You're not worried about what your friends think about you. Hey, let me help some of you young people. Well, in middle-aged people, if you got to justify your friends, God help us right now. Because everybody's not for you going to heaven. Missionary, if we got to start changing our ethics to gain relationship, you better pour some cold water over your head, wake up, and have a good prayer meeting. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Some of y'all say, Brother Maine, you're being mean. No, I want you to understand that as long as you got breath in your body, that there is an opportunity for you to grow in God again. Under the sound of my voice could be the greatest evangelists, the greatest pastors, the greatest teachers, the greatest missionaries, the greatest Sunday school teachers, outreach directors, women of God, pastors' wives, evangelists' wives. But unless you dream again, unless you dream again, then you better understand hell is final.
That's right.
It's forever.
Forever.
And I made up my mind that you can tell hell I'm not coming. Hell isn't just a metaphor. Hell is not just having a bad day. It's not just a figure of speech. Hell is a place. Because if you believe in heaven, you better believe in hell. Because you're not just going to die and wake up as a butterfly. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. You're not just going to walk in the clouds. Matthew 13:42, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. It's a place where the fire's never quenched. The soul never dies. It's a place where there's no rest. It's a place of outer darkness. You're surrounded by millions, but you feel completely empty. It's a place of memory where in your mind, every altar call, every counseling session, every sermon, and every opportunity that pointed you to God. It's every altar call you ignored. It's every sermon that you picked up a shovel and you said, it's not for me, and you threw it over your shoulder and said, well, hopefully it hits somebody behind me because, preacher, you missed it when it came to me. It's every moment that you said, I have tomorrow, and tomorrow never changes. There's no water to quench your thirst or to cool your tongue. Mercy is not there at that point. There's no relief. There's no rest. And you scream for mercy and that God would be merciful to you one more time, but mercy has been expended. You beg for one more time, but your time has reached its finale. You long for death, but all that you can feel is the true sting that we was warned about. And death won't come. Hell is not the joining of the friends that you entertain when it pulled you away from God, where y'all's gonna go have a big party. I'm sorry to tell you that. Hell is not where you're one of them bad boys or one of them bad girls that you wear the badge so prominently now. It's going to be a place of ridicule. It's going to be a place of shame. It's not where you just go to hang out or to get away, where you can play around for a little while. It's permanent. It's an eternal wrath where God would become distant because there is a great gulf fixed. People in hell are not cursing God. Like some of us do when we get bitter with God. They're not running from him anymore. They're standing still, hoping for that one more embrace where they get to feel the Holy Ghost. Brother Butler, they're begging for one more chance. One more chance, one more Sunday night. They're crying for somebody to go and warn and shake their family. Get it right. They'd give anything for the opportunity you have right now. One more altar call, one more tear, one more sincere prayer that we knew that when we lifted up his name, he was just at the mention of it and I could feel him. But for them, it's too late. But tonight, you can tell hell I'm not coming. Tonight, you can make up your mind that I'm done playing. That I'm going to get serious about living for God. You young folks, y'all's about to go to youth camp tomorrow. And you can go to youth camp and you can have a big time, or you could come back from youth camp with your mind made up. I'm living for God. Mama and daddy, you can understand that. Hey, we've been going through a hard time, but this don't have to be our permanent place. Amen. It's a rich man lately. I want you to hear me right now. That rich man, no doubt in my mind, had to have some touch of religious understanding, because when he lifted up his eyes and he saw the beggar in Abraham's bosom, he recognized Abraham. He recognized his familiar probably with the scripture. He could probably quote scriptures. He probably said in the synagogues. But Elder Crosswhite, I hope this don't come across ugly or mean, but he didn't do anything when it had time to count.
That's right.
Churches, I want everybody to hear me right now. Your church attendance doesn't equal your salvation.
That's right.
But forsaking the assembling together does equate to salvation. Because our relationship with God, if it's just encamped about with four walls and this is the pinnacle of my walk with God, then my vision has become blurred about what I desire.
Right.
We should be the temple of the Holy Ghost. And if we're the temple of the Holy Ghost, there's going to be a desire. There's going to be a pulling. There's going to be a drawing, a wooing into the things of the Lord, and a running from them things that don't glorify God. I want everybody to hear me right now. And some of you may get upset, but I just want you to hear my heart right now. And y'all, most of y'all know me. And I am a huge promoter of going to the altar. But if all you do is run to the altar and all you do is just talk in tongues the whole time and you never communicate with God, you're fooling yourself. The greatest thing that you could ever do, young folks, is run to the altar and you can find a place of repentance. And in that place of repentance, when you feel the release and you start talking in a heavenly language, it's the development of a relationship. God. Because this right here, this can become a confusing place if you have confused it. I went to the altar, so I'm right. What did you change at the altar? Oh, God. Well, Brother Main, I ran up there and I talked in tongues for 10 minutes. My friend, but you could have spent just a few minutes in repentance and said, God, create in me a clean heart. Renew in me a right spirit. Oh, because speaking in tongues does not cover your sinful lifestyle. I don't know what's wrong, either blatantly sinning and doing wrong or covering up your wrongdoings with religion. But you better tell hell tonight, I'm not going. I'm not going to hell. I got my mind made up. I'm getting things right. I want to strip off that cloak that has identified me. Oh, I wish I had somebody to help me preach right now. Because you can be Pentecostal to the T's. But I'm telling you, you can be Pentecostal and you can be lost. You can sing on the platform. You can run around the church. But if your heart ain't right, if your vision ain't right, then my friend, there is something wrong. You can listen to the greatest preaching. You can preach the greatest messages. But if there's not true repentance, but Brother Main, we had a shouting service. I'm thankful for the shouting services. But don't you ever discount the weeping in an altar. Because Sister Crosswhite, you could get up here and you could play the coolest music. You could sing the latest of fashionable music. And we could tap our foot. We could have a big time. We could grab them tambourines. We could rock this house tonight. Because we know how.
All right. Come on.
Because we have grown accustomed to falling in love with the emotional side of Pentecost, that we have lost the desire of the apostolic relationship.
Come on.
Oh, God, help me right now. It's not about how loud you shout. And let me also help somebody else. It's not about the audible. Oh God, here we go. It's not even about how loud you pray.
Come on. That's right.
I built this myself. No. You know what bothers me? It's silent apostolics. You just said something about people shouting. Now you're saying silent apostolics bother you? Yeah. Because I'm sorry. You can correct me tonight, Elder, and please publicly do it. I know he knows the intent of my heart. I know he knows my thoughts. But I don't find where there's unspoken prayer requests. I've looked, but when I go and I let my petition be made known and I say, God, I want you to clean me out. God, I want you to help me. God, I am stripping off everything that has caused me to lose out with you. And I am talking to him just like I am talking to you, Brother Butler. Well, Brother Main, I don't know how to pray that good. Well, I'm not worried about what it sounds like. I'm a hillbilly regardless. I'm not as country sounding as Brother Butler, but God have mercy. I'm still going to try to touch Jesus.
Yes.
Well, Brother Main, me talking in tongues just sound funny. Well, hey, I'd rather you sound funny and you have an opportunity to make it.
That's right.
Because if I'm worried about what's happening around me in the altar, then I'm not worried about what I'm doing in the altar. I wish somebody had a mind made up. Listen, listen. It's not even about how pretty your dress or how pretty your suit is. Hold on. You're going to say, oh, there he goes, throwing holiness out the window. You a lie, ain't throwing holiness nowhere. Because if it ain't on the inside, you can have the prettiest of the outside. Hey, and we become that tinkling cymbal. And we become that sounding brass. You praise me with your lips, but your heart don't match your vision. God, I have a burden. I hope I'm explaining my burden. Watch, here you go. Acts 3:19. Repent. Repent, therefore, and be ye converted.
Yes.
That your sins, if there is anything that you should get, this excites me more than Acts 2:38. Yeah. Because you're not getting the Holy Ghost without repenting anyhow, sweetheart. Yeah. Repent therefore that your sins may be blotted out. I repent not just for the benefit of Tim Main feeling spiritual. I repent so I can be converted. I repent so my song, so my anthem can be sure that you can tell hell I'm not coming. That's right. Repentance is turning from what has separated you from God, not just saying sorry.
That's it.
Oh, Jesus, help me. It's releasing it. It's releasing it. I'm saying I am not going to allow what has kept me bound to keep me bound anymore. Even if it means cutting friends off. Because friends will make you feel like you're right when you're doing wrong. And watch, you ready? And for there to be a renewed desire and purpose in him. It's about getting back in the prayer room. It's about having that fervency to live for God. It's about having a fire that's shut up inside of you. That it don't matter what comes your way. It don't matter what happens. That you're going to allow yourself to stay focused. That you're going to allow yourself to keep walking in the Holy Ghost. It's about every time you come to church. It's not about just going to hang out with your buddies. It's about another opportunity that you get to meet grace. You get to meet mercy. You get to have an evening with the Holy Ghost. It's a birthplace. It's a place of dreaming again. It's a place of passion again. It's a place where you get to change your song. It's a place where you get to change your vision. Hallelujah. The rich man said, send Lazarus to warn them. Send Lazarus to warn them. Brother Colton, I have had people call me on the phone and warn me about other people. And then me and my old ignorant self, you know what I do when I get around the people they called and warned me about? I try my best to look at the best that they have to try to say, you know what? I don't care what they're saying. I don't care what they're saying. I care that you get an opportunity to get right. Let's get right.
Amen. Come on.
That's right.
Send Lazarus. What are they going to do? Say, hey, your brother sent me. Your brother sent me. What? I don't want to be like him. Do you know where he's at right now? It said, send Lazarus. Warn my brothers. Tonight may be one of the most dangerous services you ever sat in. Because tonight you've been warned. That you don't have to leave the same way you came. You don't have to struggle anymore. I am desperate for a touch of God more than I am of your approval. You're saying, Brother Maine, you're being arrogant. No, I'm not. But you don't know how far God's brought me. You don't know how I have struggled with things that God has given me the ability and deliverance and through consistent prayer to say, hell, I'm not coming. You tried. You tried really strong, but I'm not coming. If you're bodily able, would you stand with me tonight? To every one of you youth, you're fixing to go to youth camp. You don't have to go to youth camp to get spiritual. Because there is going to be things that other youth are dealing with. That we could take time tonight, regardless what it sounds like, regardless what it looks like, that we could take time tonight and say, God, my passion hasn't been where I want to go. Brother Crosswhite, my song isn't the same that it used to be. I wonder tonight, from the youngest to the eldest, why don't you join me in this altar? And why don't you talk to Jesus? And why don't you tell hell tonight, I'm not coming. I got my mind made up. Come on. Don't be bashful. Nobody be bashful. This is your chance, your opportunity. Oh, use me, God. Use me, God. Come on, that's it. Come on, dig in that altar and say, God created me a clean heart. Yes. Yes. Come on, you don't have to be a statistic. Come on, church. Thank you.
tired of drinking from bitter wells. Now I am desperate for the water. Too many deserts I've crossed by myself. Now I am desperate for the water. Oh, how I need the river. Oh, how I need the healing stream. Oh, I'm running to by myself. Now I am desperate for the water. Oh, how I need the river. Oh, how I need the healing stream. I'm running to my soul's been dry. Now I am desperate for the water. I've been so empty, just getting by. And now I'm desperate for the water. by myself. Now I am desperate for the water. Oh, how I need the river. How I need the healing stream. Oh, I'm running to dry, and now I'm desperate for the water. I've been so empty. just getting by. And now I'm desperate for the water. Oh, how I need the river. How I need the healing stream. Oh, I'm running to the river. Lord, let it wash all over me. I'm tired of drinking from bitter wells. Now I am desperate for the water. Too many deserts I've walked by myself. Now I am desperate for the water. Oh, how I need the river. How I need the healing stream. Now I'm running to all over me. Oh, how I need the river. How I need the healing stream. Oh, I'm running to from bitter wells. Now I am desperate for the water. Too many deserts I've walked by myself. Lord, I am desperate for the water. Oh, how been weary, my soul's been dry. Now I am desperate for the water. I've been so empty, just getting by. Now I am desperate for the water. Heart's been weary, my soul's been dry. Now I am desperate for the water. I've been so empty, just getting by. Now I am desperate for the water. Oh, how I need the river. from bitter wells. Now I am desperate for the water. Too many deserts, Lord, I have walked by myself. Now I am desperate for the water.
Come on, all across this building, if you're still praying, pray. But why don't we lift our hands and why don't we make a declaration tonight? Why don't we tell hell I'm not coming? Come on, there should be a jubilee in prayer right now. Come on, there should be a joy in the Holy Ghost to sweep this place. God, you've been so faithful to me. Come on, that should give you more joy than anything right now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, Apostolic White House, let's turn this into a jubilee right now. Why don't we tell him, come on, let there be a spirit of thanksgiving flow. If you want to get up and you want to walk around this building, if you want to get up and you want to dance in the Holy Ghost. For where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is joy, and it's joy unspeakable. It's full of glory. Come on. He told, there it is. Come on, there's a shift in the Holy Ghost fixing to happen.
Hallelujah.
There it is.
Hallelujah.
There it is. God, you carried me this far. The building. Yes, 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 yes. Come on, men, you should grab your family tonight. Come on, you can say we're changing our song.
Oh, yes, God, yes.
Hallelujah. Hila-da-da-da-bo-shata. Come on, this is where the walls of Jericho fall. Of Jesus and all that he's done for me, there's got to be a cry. There's got to be a hallelujah. Come on, I wish you could lift your voice. wish you could praise the Lord tonight. God, you've been so good, I can't tell it all. But God, I'm rejoicing in you.
The goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me,
my soul cries out,
hallelujah.
Come on, I wish somebody would really do that right now. Come on a Sunday night to get your mind made up.
Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah.
Saving me. Come on, church. Come on, we should leave this place excited tonight. Hallelujah.
Of Jesus and all he has done for me. Oh, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me. Of Jesus,
well,
and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise God for saving me. I will bless that wonderful name of Jesus, bless that wonderful name of Jesus, bless that wonderful name of Jesus, no other name I know. In the name of Jesus, healing in the name of Jesus, healing in the name of Jesus, no other name I know. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus,
how I love the name of Jesus, how I love the name of Jesus, no other name I know. Somebody singing, Jesus, Jesus, no other name under heaven can save us. Jesus,
Jesus.
Jesus, no other name I know.
Jesus, Jesus, no other name under heaven can save us. Jesus, Jesus, no other name I know.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I hope somebody's told hell that you're not going. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Main. Amen. Hallelujah. I love the way God works. I love His word. I love the timing of God. God does not accidentally aim. God don't accidentally aim. God purposely aims. He purposely speaks. Amen. And you could do what you want. God's a master of your will. He'll let you have your way. But I'd rather do His will. I'd rather do His will. My will get me in trouble. My will fail me. And I would be scared to death to walk out of this place tonight if I turned God off and walked out of here. I would be afraid. I would be afraid if I haven't made my soul ready. If I hadn't tapped into the Holy Ghost, I'd say, Pastor Church, don't leave yet. I've got to be ready. I got to do more than talk about it. I got more than wish. I better be sure. Hallelujah, my Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Would you pray with somebody near you right now, Lord, in your name tonight, God? God, I want you to let your sweet, sweet, God, confirmation come tonight. Let your confirmation come tonight in this room, in this place. Minister through us, God. Minister in this house, oh Lord. Use us together, God. Strengthen us in the Holy Ghost. We praise you. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for the goodness of your spirit today, God, the wisdom of your ways. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, in your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Our guests, we're so blessed to have you tonight. Brother and Sister Lambert, Brother Paul Ellich, missionary Uganda, baptizing people in Uganda in the name of Jesus Christ. Supposed to go back and start a Bible school there. The congregation's been baptized in Jesus' name. We're so thankful what God's doing. There's a hunger there. This morning when I was preaching morning service for the Maine, Thursday when we had jail ministry, there was such a hunger there. And what bothers a pastor more than anything to see people not hungry, it bothered me. It bothers me tonight because I looked at faces while Brother Maine was preaching. I generally don't like to look at a congregation, but I've seen people could care less. I'd be scared to death. If I didn't have a hunger, an appetite for God. If my relationship was cold, indifferent, if I wasn't serious about God, I'd be afraid. You know, if you plan on backsliding, your plan's too late. I'd be afraid to backslide. Because God's here tonight. And he's trying to get souls ready and touching him, tuned with him. And I'm so thankful for tonight. I don't have to. I get to live for God. I get to live for God. I don't have to come to church. I get to come to church. I get to worship God. I get to worship God. Hallelujah. If you've lost that get to, you need to find that get to again. I get to live for God. I get to be his. Praise God. Get with your get to. Amen. And God has something for your life you'll never regret. Praise God. Thank you again. Amen. Melody, what a great. I ain't even met you yet, I don't think. Amen. But we're so glad you came to church with us today. Others that are here. Ashley. Yeah, where's Ashley? There you go. Ashley, so good to have you. My, what a joy always. Yeah. Amen. And Brother James, we're so proud what God's done in your life. Amen. We love Ashley and appreciate her. And thank you for loving Co and being there especially for her. God bless you tonight. Amen. I want to go to heaven. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Let's go to heaven. How? If you're going to U Camp tomorrow, 10:30, meet us here at the church. Amen. 10:30. And we will try to be loaded up. We'll try to be ready. And listen, when we get to Alexandria area, we will find something good to eat for you guys to enjoy together. We do have church Tuesday night. Remember the Tuesday night service? Sunday morning and Sunday night. God bless. You're dismissed.